bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of Philippians. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy. A reader of the Daily Devotions once sent me a clipping from the ad section of the University of Southern Illinois student newspaper. The advertisement read, "Sweet little old lady wishes to correspond with a 6-foot student with brown eyes. He should answer to the initials J.H., signed, his mother." All of us know that when you're at school, involved with a job, a family, or the hundreds of other things which take over and monopolize our days and lives, it's very easy to forget the people who have loved us so much and for so long. Indeed, it's even easy to let stuff shove God out of our lives. That's really tragic, because these special people shouldn't be forgotten. We and they should always know that we are thankful for all of their efforts on our behalf. Now, I'm not sure if J.H. ever wrote to his mom, but I know that I'm going to take some time this week to thank those people who have helped me. Of course, my family ought to be praised, as well as a couple of teachers who said the right things to me when I was in school, and my list would be terribly incomplete if I didn't show my appreciation to my Father in heaven. Through the sending of his Son, for the sacrifice he has made, for the ongoing efforts of the Holy Spirit, he has done more for me than anyone else. And, by the way, I'm thankful for you too. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for those special loved ones that you have brought into my life. I thank you especially for those in my life who are a reflection of you. Help me to also be a vessel of your mighty love. In Jesus' name, amen.